Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about how to avoid relapsing with one's own mental health issues while working in an acute psychosis psychiatric ward. No, I didn't choose those words. That was a question that someone asked on Quora. And this is like super important because there's something inherently wrong with this whole situation, which I will get into, as I did in my answer to this person. And it starts with a story. From many years ago, when I was working in a supportive housing program for mentally ill as a counselor, there was another counselor there, who was very sweet, who was dealing with depression and dissociation all the time. And she also had a history of anorexia. I talked to her about the really cool experiences I shared with my dad in his dental office, and she would dissociate. Because see, her dad was a dentist too. But apparently, he molested her. Well, a few years later, she went to get a master's in expressive therapy. But she dropped out because she couldn't handle all the emotional stuff that came up as she was going through the program. Now, this is the point of my story. Until one has truly cleared their own issues to the point where they are not triggered by others, working mental health is going to be a minefield. Further, you're being triggered by your clients or patients is not serving either you or the people with whom you are working well at all. Unfortunately, there are many people who feel that because they are dealing with these issues, they have what it takes to help others heal, and that couldn't be further from the truth. As far as I'm concerned, the term wounded healer is a misnomer and comes from a place of fantasy. Wounded healers cause much more harm than good. A healed healer is what it takes to help others heal. Nothing less will work. My suggestion to this particular person and anybody else who is thinking about getting into mental health work is to find something else to do with your life, because this isn't it, at least not now. Heal yourself to the point where you're not in the picture of your patient's life, because it isn't about them liking you or not triggering you. You're the one who's employed to help them, so you need your life to be together, period. They have enough of their own issues on their plates, and they don't need your issues on top of theirs. And trust me, I've worked with enough people over the years in the conventional mental health situation, as well as a hypnotist working with people in the mental health conventional system, to know from where I talk. Many of them do not belong there. Not in the least. So, although it's kind of a harsh reality check, this is my belief from my experience in the system, out of the system, and looking at the system. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you'd go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy.com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N onasnancy.com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.